here's a story from The World.
People of color have been fighting to diversify America's diplomatic ranks for decades. Under Obama, they were 9% of the State Department. Now it's down to 3%. Many African Americans who do get State Department postings say they encounter racial discrimination on a daily basis.
I felt that I should be treated just like the rest of my colleagues that were white and that were never questioned when they crossed the border.
That's Tiana Spears. She's African-American. Spears worked processing visas at the American consulate in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, in 2018. She says she was racially profiled dozens of times by U.S. border officials who pulled her over for extensive questioning when she would travel across the border to spend time in El Paso, Texas.
As soon as I started crossing the border regularly, I experienced this harassment. I was threatened. I was constantly asked if I was really a U.S. citizen. They questioned if I stole my car, if my car was a rental. They accused me of being a liar, a drug dealer. Every time I told them I worked as a U.S. diplomat, they laughed at me. They told me they didn't believe me. It was just harassment and bullying on a racial level.
And were you often crossing the border over the U.S. border and encountering the same officials over and over?
Yes, it was the same officials. I began to realize that they recognized my car. And they also recognized me.
And how did you respond? Did you call them on their behavior?
So at first I went along with it because, mind you, at this time I was 26 years old. This was my first job. I was making my family and my community proud. So I just went along with it. It took me a while to really sit down and come to terms with what was happening.
And did you talk about what was happening to you with people at the State Department?
So when I first started crossing the border, you pull up to primary inspection, and this is with U.S. officials for U.S. Customs and Border Protection. So I pulled up to primary, and you're normally questioned. If they have any doubt or they want to search you further, they pull you over to secondary inspection. My colleagues that were people of color, they had also been pulled to secondary, but my white colleagues didn't know what secondary inspection was. I had a few that had lived there for 2-3 years in Juarez and had never been pulled, and they crossed just as much as I did.
And tell me what happens at secondary.
In Juarez, at the border crossing I was crossing over, they pull you over to the left side and you have to turn your car off. In my case, they would always place my car keys, passports, and my ID on top of the windshield, and I would have to sit on a metal bench while they search my car. I know that that's something that CBP has every right to inspect officers, but I was harassed. It was to the point where anytime I would cross the border, my hands would shake, and I had to actually talk myself into getting into my car.
You mentioned CBPS, that's the Customs and Border Protection Services?
Yes, that's them.
When you complained to the State Department about what was going on, what was their response?
So I spoke to two white regional and assistant security officers that are in charge of protecting us at posts and at the consulate in Juarez. And I explained my case. I explained how I was harassed, and I was met with gaslighting and denial. And in my case, essentially the response was, it's not race discrimination.
So were any actions taken by the State Department that you know of?
I met with the head of upper management, explained my case, but to this day, I have never heard anything about a conclusion or if the officers involved were disciplined. I've never heard back from the State Department or CBP.
And what kind of feedback did you get when you would speak to other colleagues of color about their own experiences?
Other colleagues of color had told me that this had happened before. And, you know, you either have a choice, it seems like, within the State Department's hostile and racist environment. It's either you just go along with the plan, you can keep your job and your financial security and your career trajectory, or you can, you know, speak out.
What made you finally decide to resign?
First of all, I would not say that I resigned from the job. I strongly believe that I was forced out.
Really?
Nothing was done in my case. The Juarez management decided to transfer me to Mexico City, which is far, far from the U.S. border. But at that point, the damage had been done. And it became clear to the point where I just had to choose my own peace of mind and that the State Department wasn't going to protect me or any other person of color. And since coming forward, I've learned that these are not isolated incidences. The State Department knows about this harassment and has known for years and has decided not to do anything about it. They hope that we we're silent and we don't say anything and come forward. But I just really, I truly believe enough is enough. Something has to be done.
What are your observations about the State Department in terms of why it appears to you to not care about this issue? Is there issues around the culture of the State Department or the Foreign Service? What did you observe that makes you feel this way?
It's a hostile, racist environment.
How does that express itself?
You look around and you don't see anyone who comes in the door that's people of color that are, you know, that are being hired. You don't see people of color that are promoted. And we're definitely not retained. It's just this environment where the State Department caters to that phrase, pale, male, and Yale. That's the foundation that it's been built on.
What do you think it would mean to U.S. diplomatic efforts if the diplomatic corps looked more like America looks?
America loses, first of all, when we're not an inclusive society and when we're not welcoming to others. But secondly, when we're overseas at our embassies and consulates abroad, we have a great opportunity to advance diplomacy and show what America truly represents.
How could the State Department reimagine recruitment and bolster retention of diverse staff and diplomats?
So right now there are two fellowship programs that hire people of color and give them positions within the Foreign Service. I'd say that the State Department needs to increase fellowship programs like this. They need to increase hiring of people of color, promoting entry-level officers and mid-level officers so that they actually have the opportunity to sit at the table and make decisions within these rooms and within the embassies and consulates. So the entire State Department has to look within and see what they can do to make the culture safer, healthier for people of color that come in and give their lives and their careers and their families to its mission. But also just overall, speaking to my own personal experience, I would still be a Foreign Service officer if I felt that they cared about me and they protected me.
Tiana Spears is a former U.S. Foreign Service officer. Thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
A Customs and Border Protection spokesperson told The World that the agency conducted an internal investigation last year. They found no evidence to substantiate Tiana Spears' allegations of racial discrimination, harassment, or unfair detainment at the port of entry, and that its agents acted appropriately. In a separate statement, State Department officials told The World that they take Spears' allegations very seriously and that they are working with CBP to improve the experience of our personnel at the border and cooperation between the officers of the two agencies.